Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen.
is your seed in the ground? And is it in fertile ground this morning? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, to the evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from that bottomless pit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As we come boldly before the throne of God this morning, let's give him the thanks. Let's give him the praise. Let's give him the honor. Let's give him the acknowledgement. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, it was only God this morning that touched you with his finger of love and life. Oh, glory be to God. Woke you up, started you on your way, gave you the activity of all of your limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. And as we look around, everything is jointly into place on this morning, only because of God's grace and his mercy that he loved us to bring us to another day's journey, to be in the land of the living one more time. And Lord God, we say thank you. Thank you this morning, Lord God, for remembering us. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting us. Thank you, Lord God, for every measure, Father God, that you have in our lives on today. So, God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you the thanks on today. In the name of Jesus, we put nothing else before you, Father God, that we raise our arms to you and say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being that sacrifice and allowing us to see heaven's door, to go into the land of the heaven and the gates of the Almighty God to live forever and forever on today. Take us through, carry us through, in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you this morning. How are you doing?
I'm blessed this morning, Pastor Smith, and God bless you too this morning. Father God, I come to you, God. I thank you for being the head of my life. I give you the honor and all the praise because it's all due to you. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Bible Smith, and everyone in ABM Ministry this morning. Father God, I come to you humbly as I know how, God. We just come thanking you just for another day, life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, how you kept us all last night, God. And to this point, you breathe on us, God, giving us another opportunity to arise. So we just thank you for that in spite of all, God. We thank you, God, how you continue to keep us most of all, God. We pray, God, we lift up every ministry that it is in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you constantly strengthen them in the name of Jesus. All that they pour out, God. We pray this morning, God, that you pull back into them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let them stay up on the wall, God. Not let them come down, God. Let them continue to cry out. Cry out in these last evil days, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that we receive your word, God, that we begin to eat your word as that we can grow, God, into beautiful flowers, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning that you constantly just continue to tuck on us, God, and draw us near to you, God, and let us do your perfect will, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. So this morning, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to come in, God. Come in like never before, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to bam on somebody's door this morning, God. And let them, Haruboshi, God, begin to open the door, God, and hear what you have to say, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray this morning, God, that you come for the saved, deliverance, let the captive free, God. We pray this morning, God, reach out, huh, to somebody that don't gave up, God. Reach out to somebody, God, that has turned back, God. Let them know it's nothing bad, but it's full within you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, give us the mind and the love that you have gave us to constantly cry out for souls, God, to trust somebody in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is, God, this morning, God. We pray, God, that you constantly just touch their bodies, God. Let them realize that you are the healer. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So if you said that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning that you constantly create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for this day, God. We realize, God, somebody went to sleep last night and didn't wake up. Oh, God, but you had your mercy and your kindness, God. You give us another opportunity, God. So that's enough, God, this morning for everyone to get up, rise and shine and give you the glory, God. So we all need to be praising you, magnifying your name, God. Give us that spirit of praise. Give us of that spirit of just saying, God, I thank you in spite of all. I may not have much, God, but I thank you, God, because I know somebody is worse off than I am. God, I pray, God, that you continue to just shield and protect your youth, God, from the youngest to the oldest this morning, God. Continue, God, to put your shield of angels around them, guide them, and lead them in the way they need to be, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift every single woman up this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God of the Lord, she got just going by her, his ways, God. Oh, God, but I ask that you touch this morning, God, and all of their footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to reach out to our youth, God. Whatever you have poured into us, God, let us pour it out to them, God. Oh, God, let us reach you. Let us reach, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, when they're going in the wrong direction, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God, that you be that mind regulator for them, that heart fix in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning for everything that you do, huh, and do for us in the name of Jesus. God, we cry out this morning, God. Thank you for the trials and tribulations that we have to go through, God, because it only makes us stronger in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when your word comes forth, God, don't let us just shut the door out of us, God, on it, but let us receive it, God, because it's all for our good in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. We cry out, God, thank you this morning. Hallelujah, God, because your word is to be praised this morning, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, when we just think about the goodness of you, God, our souls say hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we lift up the vexed, God, of this morning, God. We realize you said that you're married to the vexed, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you're bringing them back to the forefront of all shit, God. We thank you this morning, God. Let your perfect will be done, God, and not our will. We can't do nothing without you. But we realize we can do all things through you, Christ, that strengthen us this morning, God. Let us have a heart of passion, God, about standing up all shit. A heart of passion this morning, God. Oh, God, let us have a heart of repentance, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you stop in our heart, God. Where our heart has turned cold, God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, God. Oh, help us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for amazing grace. How sweet the sound to save the wretch like us. Oh, God, now we are found, and now we can see. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. If we can see, God, let us reach out, huh, to the people in the world. Huh? If we can see, God, let us say yes to you, huh? If we can see, God, let us continue doing the right thing. Huh? We have a choice this morning. Huh? My choice is to praise you. My choice is to lift my hands up to you, God. No matter what I go through, God, or bullshit, God. Sometimes the roads get rough, but yet it still let me stand, God, or bullshit, God. Because I realize, God, oh, God, if I hold on to you, huh? You'll hold on to me, God. Somebody need to hear this morning. No matter how rough your trials may seem, no matter how rough things are in your life, oh, just begin to say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I let your perfect will be done, God, because I know my will, honorable shit, God, has got me in a mess, honorable shit, God. So I bow down to you this morning, God, and I say, God, honorable shit, have your way this morning, God. Touch somebody, honorable shit, God, even through the internet, telephone, laptop, God, honorable shit, God. Touch in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I cry out to you this morning, God. Help us, God, in our areas, God. Say, God, this morning, let your perfect will be done, God. Oh, God, I ask you this morning, God, go into the high rise of God, the hospital of O'Shea, God, this morning, God, and begin to rise the sick up, raise the sick up this morning, God. Church, God, of our son of O'Shea, God, some kind of way, God, and of O'Shea, God, when I look around, Lord of O'Shea, and souls, God, it hurts in my soul, God, but I say, God, I see, God, of our son, though. I see what you're doing, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, I pray, God, somebody been in the belly, they had about son of the bullshit. Even let you see them in the belly, God. Open up eyes this morning, God. Oh, open up deaf ears this morning, God, that we can hear your voice, God, of bullshit, God. Oh, God, don't let us forget other situations, God. But let our eyes stay on you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us rise, Lord, oh, God, like never before, huh? Let us rise, God, that we can church the sick, huh? And that we recover, Lord, by sending the God, this morning, God. We thank you, God. We ask that you church our marriage families, God. Oh, mend them back together, Lord, oh, God. Strengthen them in a mighty way, God. Oh, God, let them be in unity for one another, God. Let them read the word, God. Let them pray together, Lord, say, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up our family members up this morning, God. We ask that you church them, God. Oh, God, save, deliver, and set the captive free, God. Oh, God, Lord, Lord, God, we pray, God, that you begin to clean our house. Lord, Lord, shine, Lord, Lord, God. Don't let it be said too late for us, God. Let us get in the Lord, Lord, God. Since we know you and know your word, Lord, Lord, God, there's no excuse, Lord, Lord, God. Oh, God, I can say by the sin of man. Oh, God, Lord, Lord, God, let them look at us, God, by shine now. Let us look at us, God. And let them just feel, huh, the spirit of the living God from us, God. Let them see the light out of our son, that is shining bright. Something that would draw them near, huh? You draw us near to you, God, from your loving kindness, God. So we say this morning, God, let your loving kindness within us, God, lost some soul, Hadamoshe, God. So there are so many lost souls this morning, God. Our souls are weak, Hadamoshe, I know the most. For the lost ones this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. How we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We'll glorify your name in the name of Jesus, God. I lift up every woman that it is today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, pray, God, that you strengthen her no matter what she has to go through, God. Let her have that push, God, that she must go on. There's no stopping that. God will make a way out of no way. I'm here to tell you, he'll make a way out of no way. If he made a way out for me, God, he'll make a way out for every beneficial woman, God. The sin wins and the marriage wins. I realize, God, some men have walked out and left you out of my sight now. Oh, but keep your trust in Jesus. You'll see him make a way out of nowhere. It might be raining right now. The storm might be blowing. Oh, but see how about that about. Soon the sun will shine. Soon the storm will cease in the mighty name of Jesus. You got to realize it's only a test. We all going to have to be tested by the fire. Oh, when the fire is turned up, how about that about that? That'll let you know how. Where you stand in Jesus, how about that? Don't fret yourself, how about that? Because of evil doers, oh, continue to love no matter what, no matter what they do. Love, love, but just love, love, how about that? That's the first commandment. We must love in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Can't say no more, but just thank you. I have a thank you in my spirit this morning. Lord, all I go through, I thank you, Lord, of all shit, God. It's only teaching me, it's only strengthening me. Hey, God, this morning. Have your way this morning, God. Oh, God, even look on the people that is homeless this morning, God. Let them know how. It's just a terrible worldly situation. God will bring you a heart of all shit. God, I ask that you touch their minds this morning, God. Touch their hearts, God. They the most turn it around. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you this morning, Hadabosha, God. Oh, God, I lift up this whole nation up to you. They the most standing up, God. I can see them just crying, Lord. My soul sees the nation crying, Hadabosha, God. Some is rebellious, Hadabosha. But yet let us pray. We got to try. We got to church somebody's son about that. We must touch the souls in God about that. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I cry for people this morning, God. I see situations, God, that you have brought me out. Situations, God, when I was with dad, God, wanting to do what I wanted to do, God. I realized no good thing could come out of it. Oh, but when I begin to humble myself, God, before the Almighty God, things begin to turn around. Things begin to change. I didn't even realize how the most some things had brought me out until I just looked. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, how the bullshit, God. So if it had not been for you, Jesus, where would I be? God? So somebody's saying today, God, I want to change. Tell Jesus that you want to change. Tell him to turn your life around. Tell him you don't like it. You don't like to be in the situation that you're in. Oh, God, I pray for some soul this morning. My soul cries out for you. My soul cries out for you this morning. Hell of a son of the boat. Somebody's sad this morning. Head hung down. About to give up. But I tell that soul, arise. It's time. It's not time to give up, but it's time to arise. Know your heavenly Father. Oh, commune with him. Sit with him. Talk with him. Lay before him. He called him, oh, Chad. It's not so bad to serve. It's not bad to serve, God. It's a good thing, how the bullshit. When you don't have a friend, he's your best friend, how the bullshit, God. In the name of Jesus, how the bullshit. He's your food. He's your chapter, how the bullshit. He's your strength. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God. I pray for even the games this morning, how the bullshit. They say the games come to another game because of love. But I want to tell the game number somebody. God, this morning. Jesus is love. The gang is not the Lord of our son of the bullshit, God. But God, if he is love, he is your direction. He's your guidance this morning, God. Oh, God, we need to be praying for a lot of things. And son of bullshit, God, instead of being on the telephone, busy about it, gossiping, son of bullshit, God, backstabbing people. God, let us begin to just pray like never before. Let us begin to pour out love out of ourselves to one another, God. When we pass somebody in the street, God, let us take the time to minister them and let us take the time out and just say a word, I love you. And God, love you also, God. Oh, God, these things I asked this morning, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name I pray this morning, God, and let your perfect will be done, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, this morning. Thank you, Jesus, thank you. Say, hey, glory be to God. Let's go cry out.
God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you.
Oh, glory,
hallelujah.
God, thank you this morning.
Oh, God. Here I cry. Here I cry. This morning, Lord Jesus. Here I cry. In every area of that corporate prayer that the mother just prayed. Yes, Lord Jesus. Bam on everybody's door. Wake them up. Shake them up through your Holy Spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we adjure you, Holy Spirit, to come into the midst right now. In the name of Jesus. Shake us. Make us. Stir us. Renew us. Reprove us. Do it right now. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, as you come, we surrender all. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for coming. Get it, Ebo Sanda. Get it, Ebo Sanda. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming to see about it this morning.
Yes, Lord.
We need you. We can't do nothing without you, Holy Spirit.
Of the living God.
Oh, Holy Spirit, move by your power. Move by your might right now. Shower down your anointing right now. Shower down on every one of us. Internationally, nationally, locally. Holy Spirit, have your way.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
touch that man. Holy Spirit, touch that heart. Holy Spirit, touch that thought process. In the name of Jesus, bring it into alignment. Bring it into position. Right now, in the name of Jesus, whatever we're thinking, whatever we're doing, Lord God, that's not of you. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bring us into a land right
yes,
now,
Lord.
Because
yes.
we need you.
Yes,
we need you in
Lord.
Our lives. On today,
yes, we do, Lord.
To teach us, to lead
yes,
us,
Lord.
To
yes,
guide
Lord.
Us.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Do it right now. Do it right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Lead us right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Touch right now. Touch right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Envelop us, Holy Spirit. Consume us, Holy Spirit. Get it, Holy Spirit. Right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and we'll thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for coming. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being obedient, for coming down.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing this morning, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Just
we thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes, Lord, have your way.
Move on your people right now.
Yes,
as
Lord.
As never before, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because we live in the last and evil days.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Ooh,
Holy
Jesus,
Spirit,
have your way. Yes, Lord.
Right now.
Edible, say God. Jesus,
move right now.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way. As
yes,
we surrender
Lord.
All,
yes,
as we
Lord
surrender,
yes,
have your
Lord.
Way.
Yes, Lord.
In
Jesus.
Us and through
yes,
us.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes,
know
Lord.
The need, Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
You know
yes,
the
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Right now, Holy Spirit. Touch our mind. Touch our
hearts.
Holy
Ghost.
Do it right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Holy Spirit. And let no weapon formed against any of your people prosper. Holy Spirit. But send it back to the pits of hell from where it comes. In the name of Jesus. Bring forth your peace, Holy Spirit. We curse and cut fear at the root and command that it go back to the pits of hell right now. Right now. For Lord, you didn't give us any fear. But Holy Spirit, by your power and by your anointing, you gave us the love and power through the Son from the Father. And we receive it right now. We receive it right now in our hearts, in our minds, and in our thought process. Holy Spirit of the living God, work on us right now. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming to see about us, for tending to us, for banging on our doors. Yes, Holy Spirit, for shaking us and waking us in the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, give us everything on today, Yeroboshana, that we need to sustain us and carry us through by your power, by your anointing, and by your love. Holy Spirit, Yeroboshana, Yeroboshana, open the big God. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We glorify you. Because of who you are, you're holy. You're holy.
Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are.
You, God. And we thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
We thank
yes,
you, Holy Spirit, for your anointing right
yes,
now
Lord.
That we knew
yes,
and we lose. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, we give you thanks. We give you praise.
Yes,
we give you honor.
Yes,
we give you glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We
yes,
give
Lord.
You the glory. We
yes,
give you the glory.
Lord.
On today, this thankful
yes,
Thursday, we give you the glory. We
yes,
give you the highest
Lord.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Glory to the Son of God. Glory to Mary's baby. Glory to the great I am, the beginning and the end, lily of the valley, light and morning star. We say glory, hallelujah, on today. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, have your way. Have your way today in each and every one of us, international.
Yes,
Lord.
And
look.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way. Have your way. And we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. We say thank you, Lord, for your many miracles. We say thank you, Lord, for every protection. We say thank you, Lord, for everything spiritual. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Manifest it to the natural. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. And we can't thank you enough. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For God will live.
Thank you, Lord.
And for God will die.
Yes, Lord.
We shall let nothing separate us. Nothing to separate us. Lord Jesus. From your love. Oh, glory. From your commandments. From your precepts. From your principles. Help us keep our minds. stay on you. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Right now. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way over everybody and everything. Glory and hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that you're in control, that you sit high and you look low. We thank you for everything. Wholeness, healing, health. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Glorify, magnify you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna. In the highest, we give you the highest praise. The highest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you. Everyone. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Shake us, Lord. Shake us, Lord. Anything that don't mean us any good, Lord God, shake it out right now, right now, right now, right now. Shake it out. Loose it. Loose it. Loose it right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Shake us, Lord. Shake us, Lord. We need to shake you. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. We praise you. We glorify you. And we magnify your holy name. This morning, Lord God, the highest praise, the highest honor belong unto you. None other. None other. Lord Jesus. For you are the one. You are the only one. The only living God. True and majesty on today. Glory, hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we give you the thanks for everything and all things. Lord Jesus, we can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough. So we praise you. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the new day. We thank you for the new journey. On today,
thank you, Lord. Yes,
in Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. For he's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the glory. He's worthy of everything that we could think of or conceive. Jesus, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, on this morning. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost, we give you thanks and praise right now, Father God.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes, thank you. Lord, in your name.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, bless that wonderful name.
Yes,
yes Lord.
Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Well, we got to move on. We got to move on. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
While we're moving
amen.
On, praise of God,
yes,
just want to
Lord.
Give a shout out to Minister Shanita Ponton
yes.
on this morning. God bless you, Minister.
Amen.
Amen. And now
amen.
We're going to move on to the portion of the show. Amen. Of the program, rather. Amen. Where we can all participate in
amen.
Getting a word of knowledge and wisdom from the Lord thy God through our own Deacon Joe Jackson that's going to come and break the bread of life. God bless you and good morning, Deacon Joe. You got the wheel.
Good morning, Pastor Smith. I'd like to thank God for giving us another day and for breathing life into our bodies so we can come as a unit to bring words of wisdom. I'd like to thank God, who is my highest power. I'd like to thank my wife, Mother Jackson. Thank the ADM Ministry, Apostle Spencer Temple, First Lady Leticia Spencer. I'd like to thank you, Pastor Smith. I'd like to thank Pastor-elect Barbara Smith. I'd like to thank the motherboard, the leaders, the deacons, the congregation, and all the visitors and listeners. I come to you today from Proverbs 14, 1 through 14. The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tear it down. Whoever walks in uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is devious in his ways despises him. By the mouth of a fool comes a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise will perceive them. Where there are no options, the manger is clean. But abundant crops come by the strength of the ox.
Mm-hmm.
A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness breathes out lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom in vain, but knowledge is easy for a man of understanding. Leave the presence of a fool, for there you do not meet words of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way, but the folly of fools is deceiving. Fools mock at the guilt offering, but the upright enjoys acceptance. The heart knows its own bitterness, and no stranger shares its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There's a way that seems right to a man, but it ends in his own death. Even in laughter, the heart may ache, and the end of joy may be grief. The backslider and heart will be filled with the fruits of his ways. A good man will be filled with the fruits of his ways.
Mm-hmm.
From this, we must fear the Lord at all times. Not just in the day, not just because of the pain we're in, the hurt, the sorrow, the long suffering, but even in joy, we must fear the Lord. We must not walk in the ways that does not please the Lord. We must be strong in the Lord, and we'll be able to endure all things through Jesus Christ, who has given us strength. It is hard for a fool to understand wisdom and knowledge, but we must let wisdom and knowledge guide you through your ways in life. Backsliders will reap what they sow in their ways. A good man's ways are the ways of the Lord. And in Jesus' name, I say, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen, Deacon. Praise God. Amen. Amen. There is a way that seemeth right. Amen. Amen. It seems right. Boy, it looks like the right thing to do. I think it's the right thing to do. Amen. But then you seek God. Then You seek wisdom and understanding from God in the thing. Amen. And when we go before the Lord, we should go before the Lord with everything. And we all are guilty. We all are guilty.
Yes,
we just operating in our own volition sometimes. And wonder why it don't work. Huh?
Amen.
Because we don't see God's wisdom on today. Amen.
Amen.
Are you seeking God's wisdom on today? Amen. Are you seeking a way that seemeth right? Huh? Taking a chance. Amen.
Amen.
Well, chance is what it is. A chance. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And chances, we know, seem to don't go the right way. Oh, but when you seek the Lord thy God and ask him, praise God, he will make the way clear.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
no crooks, bends, or turns. Praise God. He will make the way.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And when he makes the way, the end don't have to be or will not be death. On this morning.
Amen.
On this morning, which way are you seeking? Right now, I turn unto you, our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
God bless everyone. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you, Pastor Smith. Deacon Joe Jackson. Amen. Deacon Leg. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you all, Mother Jackson. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Before I share my little bit of nuggets, just want to say Bible study was awesome. Amen. Mother Helen always comes down the middle and say what she has to say and give some wisdom. Amen. It's just very awesome, very thing to see. Amen. You know, saints of God, whatever you do today, you are really making decisions for tomorrow. What you're doing today is going to help you with your decision or help you with where you're going to go or how you're going to be blessed for tomorrow. It's always consistent, you must, with the word. What because on yesterday or in the past, Jesus died on the cross, it gave us our tomorrow. He wasn't dying on the cross, my God, just say, okay, I'm going to deal with you all what's in front of me right now. I'm going to deal with all of you all what's in front of me. That is just believe in me and just work with me or just for this group right here for you could have eternal life. No, he was dealing with for the future as well, dealing with what's for tomorrow for me and you. That's why we all have a chance and opportunity to walk with him and have an opportunity to go into heaven. What decisions you make today is will affect your tomorrow. Many of us, we make decisions to where our tomorrow be affected. We make decisions where we go through hardship and go through different things because of the decisions that we done made today. And now our tomorrow is affected. Man, so many of us, we sabotage our lives. So many of us, we doing different things. We are not being wise, serving and building our house up on a solid foundation. And once we build our house, my God, we're not using the proper material for we could structure our house. Amen. We're not using the proper material because our house begin to go different things. You have to take your time to build your house. You're going to have to take your time to go through life and go through today for you could have a blessed tomorrow. Amen. What you did today, what you did on yesterday and decisions that you made on yesterday, it affects today. It affects today because yesterday was your now and today was your future. Amen. And if you stayed up all night and you decide to say, hey, I'm going to make a decision, I'm going to stay up all night and watch this CTV series and everything, now today you don't feel like getting up. Today you don't feel like saying, man, I'm just so tired. I ain't going to start my day like I usually start because why? Decisions that I made on yesterday, it is affecting me today. It is affecting me right now. Saints of God, what decisions that you are making, amen? What decisions that you are making that going to help you to get to your blessed place, help you to walk in a wise place, help you to have a solid foundation? My God, that's why the Bible says you choose life. Choose life. because life's going to give you life. It's going to give you what the things that you are needing and things that you are walking in. But if you begin to choose anything else other than life, it's going to affect your tomorrow. Many people don't understand that. We don't understand that our actions affects our tomorrow. Our decisions make it affects our tomorrow. Watch this. You could be with an individual, he must a co-worker on a job or in a relationship. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which one. If you get nitpicked all the time and it seems like you didn't pick that on yesterday, you had a good temper, you had a good day, you didn't do it, they kept lashing at you, you didn't do it, you kept having, you say, okay. On the next day, they kept picking at you and kept bothering you. And next thing you know, you lashed out. Amen? What was going on, it was affecting your tomorrow. Anything we do right now, anything that we're allowed to go on right now, it's going to have an effect on us tomorrow. My God, even though you probably say today, I'm sick and tired of this, I'm sick and tired of going through this, I'm sick and tired of got to keep hearing this and keep getting pushed this way. My God, then on tomorrow, you say, I'm going to go in here and tell these folks a piece of my mind. Why? Because on that day, something affected you. Saints of God, you could change your direction of your life right now. You could change the way you walk. You could change your blessings. You could change everything right now. Well, how? Make a decision of today. If you make the decision right now that I'm going to get ready to live a blessed life, everything that I'm going to sow is going to sow into bless. I don't got time to entertain things that is not of God. I don't have that time to entertain. Amen. I'm going to make a decision right now to build my house on a solid foundation because I want my tomorrow and tomorrow after that and tomorrow after that to be blessed. I want to walk into the blessed things of the Lord. The decisions you make right now is affect your tomorrow. Watch this. The doctor says, my God, let me step on some toes right now. The doctor says, hey, you need to back off this. You need to back off that. Well, you choose not to back off. So you decide to not take the doctor's advice like you should and continue to go on how you want to do it. So what that affect? That affected your tomorrow. So next day you woke up. Now you got all kinds of issues, complications with your body. Body began to swell. You got this going on, that going on. Why? Because of the decisions that you made on yesterday, and it affects your tomorrow. Now, if you decided to say, well, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and change my diet, I'm going to go ahead and put in some more exercise, and next thing you know, people looking at you say, girl or sir, what happened to you? Say, man, I just feel good. Why? Because it was some decisions that you made. It was some life choices that you begin to choose. It was some things that you begin to turn around. Saints of God, what you do today, it is affecting your tomorrow. What you did yesterday, my God, it's affecting your today right now. Amen? I'm telling you right now, be a wise servant. You choose life. Make sure you're building your foundation, a solid foundation. Don't be like some of these sideline folks. Once they get full, they want to just say, hey, I don't need prayer no more. I don't need worship no more. I don't need this no more. Because guess what? I got a lot going on right now because I'm full. I used to have it all the time. Baby, let me tell you something. You need to wrap yourself up in prayer. The prayer that you did on yesterday, that was just enough to get you to today. And if you don't put nothing up today, you ain't going to have nothing for you tomorrow. That's why you're fine individuals. My God, if you ring your car up and down the road, eventually your car needs some gas. It might not need it right away because you had on a full tank going into tomorrow, but you keep riding that car, my God, today, you are not going to have no gas for tomorrow. Why? Because you need to go to the filling station, fill back up so you can keep moving, for you can keep going. Saints of God, make sure you at your filling station. Make sure you filling back up. Make sure you walking in your blessing because you gave on yesterday. That doesn't mean that it's going to keep me for the rest of my life. That was just enough to help me to get to today. But I need something going to help me to get me to my tomorrow. So I need to do this process all over again for I can walk into the blessings of the Lord. What decisions you are making is going to affect your tomorrow. I'm glad that Jesus made the decision to die on the cross yesterday, because my tomorrow, my today, my God, is looking like I have a chance to spend eternity with him. If he didn't take that time, my God, to make that decision when he was on this earth on his yesterday, my God, for his tomorrow to go ahead and lay down his life, we will not be here. But because what decisions that he made on in the past, it affects us right now in the future. We have a chance to everlasting life because the decision is made. What decisions that you are making this morning that cause an effect on yourself and cause an effect in your walk, in your life? Not everything is the devil. Matter of fact, I don't find out pretty much about 95% of it is not the devil. It's the decisions that we don't made on yesterday. Amen? And because of decisions that we don't made, now we are being affected. Amen? We got to understand that we got to choose life. People come into our life, we tell them off, we have bad attitudes, but guess what? We didn't know that that person was coming in giving us an opportunity, but because I had a chip on my shoulder, I choose not to show a good hospitality or choose to show love. So guess what? That affected my tomorrow. So I'm trying to find out where my blessing is coming from. And God said, I sent my blessing to you, but you don't push the blessing away. You had an issue on you, and because of your chip on your shoulder, you don't push the blessing away. Who wants to bless you? You seen that lady walk around there with that pocketbook? She had some money she wanted to give to you, but your character wasn't right. Oh, y'all hear me? My God, am I? You was all right. You was into your feelings. So you miss your blessing because of the decisions that you made on yesterday. It affected your tomorrow. Let's choose some decisions today. Let's choose some right decisions. Let's stay wrapped up in the Lord. Let's get around people that is want to get into the word of the Lord. Hunger after the things that you are hunger for, because at the end of the day, I want my tomorrow blessed. The decision that I made on yesterday, my God Almighty, it's getting played out today. Amen. What I made on yesterday is getting played out today. What I'm playing out today and what I'm making today is going to get ready to be played out till tomorrow. Amen. Choose life. Choose life. Choose life. Amen. The decision that you made today, if the Lord comes right now and take us right now. It's not, he's not going to judge us for what the decisions we're planning on making in the future. He's going to judge on what the decisions that we made on yesterday. What is yesterday? Amen. Well, when he take us and we go into heaven, that is the now. That is the future. Everything that before he took us, every decision that we made, my God, he's going to judge us on. He's going to judge us on. So our decisions that we don't make, are we making right now, is the decision that if we're going to choose life or death. Make the right decisions. When you make the right decisions, you're going to begin to see life. You're going to begin to see life. You know what, Pastor Smith, I'm going to say this, and I got to go. You know, it hurts me to where I see a lot of saints of God, peoples of God, and they're in a financial crisis, and they cannot do the necessity things that they need to do. And yesterday, I was just to myself, like I had some little time to get myself, and I just said, God, what is the problem? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, it's the decisions that they made on yesterday is affected them right now. I said, God, what do you mean? Because even though we make that decision, we come and we ask for forgiveness. He said, no, son, don't go so far back. Just go on yesterday. He said some of them taking their finances and they're going to pay for things that is not right for them. They're going to support their weakness. They're going to support their habits. Instead of taking their finances and being responsible, they'll spend their finances and give it to the locusts. They'll give it to the cannibal. They give it to everything that is going to eat it up, but not something that is going to bring back a harvest to them. Not something that's going to bring something back positive to their life. And because of they gave it to the locust, it ain't the locust or the cane worm that came and eat up their finances or eat up things in their life. It's because they gave it to them. I don't bless men for they don't have to enter into that curse. That curse is broken where the locust and the cane worm will come up and eat up their possessions. possession, but they decide to give what their possessions, their blessings, unto the locust, unto the cattle run. Amen? Because that's why they still have financial deficit. That's why. He says, son, when they talk to you or they come or they share things, they ain't going to tell that part where they don't went down there to the size convenience store. They ain't going to tell that part where they don't went and got their little weakness or they got their little thing going on. They ain't going to tell that part. Only thing they're going to tell that they have a need. They ain't going to show you anything else other than they left hand, but they ain't going to show you the right hand that you, they don't fed the locusts. They don't fed the camel world. They don't did certain things. And now they back up against the wall because of misusing on the decisions that they done made on yesterday. Now they back up against the wall and they need me to move right now. He said, that's why I don't move. That's why I stay in my chair. It's not the fact I don't want to bless my folks, bless my children. It's the fact that my children need to get in alignment and they need to stop blaming everything else like they're going through hard times. You ain't going through no hard times. It's the decisions that you made. If we as saints of God, if we could pause for a second and we begin to look at the finances that coming into our life and begin to do a spreadsheet and what we have going on and cut out these weaknesses and cut out these things that's not being blessed or being prosperous to our life, we'll know that we have enough finances to do what we need to do. But we decide to feed it to the locust. Who is the locust? Alcohol is the locust. That's the cattle world. Who is the locust? Cigarettes is the locust in the cattle world. Who is the locust? Drugs is the locust in the cattle world. Who is the locust? Everything that you put your finances or you begin to contribute to that is not of God, you are feeding it to the locust in the cattle world. So therefore, guess what? You are willingly giving yourself over to lack. You are willingly giving yourself over to poverty. So you will always have a financial struggle. You will always have. You gotta begin to say, listen here, I cannot, listen, my God, I can't let this locust of this cattle run continue to eat my stuff up. And that's all it does. It eats you and it kills you. If anything begins to eat you, it's beginning to kill you. It's not giving you no life. It is devouring you. It's devouring you. Saints of God, don't allow it to devour. Don't allow it to kill you. Amen? Choose life. And choose life more in abundantly. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to stand for your tomorrow. I know God is driving. He was driving on this yesterday. He's driving back on this again. He's trying to get some of your attention and trying to get some of you right. You messing up your finances. And you're going to get ready to listen. I'm going to let Pastor give you all a warning right quick. You're going to get ready to go into a season where God is going to freeze every hand around you. And you're going to get ready to go into a season where you're going to get ready to suffer. Because of why? You yield more to your weakness than you do to God. You give God what's blessing unto your hands, and you turn it back around and give it to the cattle runs. You give it to the locust. You turn back around and give it back to the devil. So you take something blessing that comes in your life, and you turn back around and give it to the devil.
Amen.
It's the worst thing that you could do. And what the devil does, he marks God with it. Yeah, you don't bless them with this. Yeah, you don't give them this little bit of blessing. But guess what? I got it back. They give it right back to me. So you bless them, they give it right back to me. Do you want somebody, I don't know about you, Pastor Smith, but I don't think that you want to keep giving somebody some finances just to give it to give it up to somebody else, you know, and for they could go and mess over and to mess with and all that kind of stuff. If you're going to give somebody something, I'm giving that for you. I'm giving that for everybody else. That was for you. If they want it, they need to come and ask.
Amen.
Saints of God, don't walk through this season of hardship because you've been hard-headed. Let me use that old term. And you want to put the blame on everybody else, and you want to come and run like you want to run a God like you're going going through a crisis. No, you're not going through a crisis. You're feeding the locusts. You're feeding the cattle worms. You got to start feeding it. And if you start feeding it, you'll see that how blessed your life is. But you keep letting the devil come in your door, of course the devil's going to keep coming in and messing up stuff. And if you shut that door, the devil is not going to be able to come in. You sit around. The Lord showed me. Let me step on some more toes. I'm finna go. I feel somebody pulling. The Lord showed me the other day. He just took my spirit. And I'm less looking. I'm just watching these individuals just sitting around their living room, just drinking and smoking and just having them all good old time. And the Lord said, this is why they stay in the work that they are in. He said, this is the why they stay in the work that they in. I said, what? Then the Lord showed me this other individual. Say, yeah, I'm finna go and get me a little exercise. They walk to the store, just go and get their smokes. He said, that's why they stay in the work that they are in. He said, son, this is the problem that I'm talking about. He said, the saints are not trying. They're putting on a good front, but they are not trying to keep different things. They are not trying to get away from different things. They are not trying to make a decision. They want the blessing, but they are not trying to do anything to get it. He said, they are not trying. He said, because they are not trying, that's why their life is the way it is. He said, why I want to deliver an individual from depression, they keep going back to depression. But don't y'all hear me? My God Almighty. The Lord said, why would I want to deliver an individual from depression or from lack if they keep going back to lack? They keep going back. And the Lord told me, he said, son, you need to stop. He said, I don't want you to be in a position to give to an individual that misapproves the blessings that I give them in the first place. What is the blessing in the first place? You are blessed to get a check every month, regardless of if you're on a fixed income. You are blessed to get up and go to work every day and get some finance that's coming. You are blessed to be in your right mind to get on a job and pull out an income. You are blessed. These are the blessings that God done gave you. You are blessed. So we will take these blessings that God gave us, and we're going to do whatever we want to do with it. Then we want God to bless us with some more. There must be something wrong with the body of Christ. If you're going to be wasteful you're not going to rejoice or you're not going to in the small beginnings, why you think God want to make you rule over much? Why you think? Then you want somebody. Then you get upset if somebody don't come bail you out. If somebody don't come bail you out because you don't mess up your own, now you get upset with the body of Christ. You get upset with the church. You get upset with the pastor. But yet you didn't show that other hand that you was partying all night. You didn't show that other hand that you were sneaking and dipping. It costs money to party. It costs money to party. It costs money to sit up under that shade tree and want to drink your beer. It costs money. That beer didn't come for free. My God, you don't hear me. It costs money. So we're giving it back to the locusts. We give it back to the cankerworms. Then we want God to bless us some more because we don't gave it to the individual, the same spirit to devour us. Now we're giving the blessed thing to the Lord. Saints of God, come on. Let's make our right decisions for we can be blessed for tomorrow. Let's get our attitudes together for we can be blessed tomorrow. Let's get up. Why God want to bless you with a great job? Why he want to give you a great career? Why he want to bless you, your business, for it to be prosperous, and you don't even have people hospitality? You can't even show nobody no love. You got this chip on your shoulder all the time. You got this issue all on your all the time. The next thing you know, you want to sit in the church and you say, God bless me. Here it is. I'm writing it down. My money come to me now. My home is blessed. Baby, you got to get your priorities in order. Get your house in order. If not, it's going to always be on sticking sand. If not, it's going to be on sticking sand. Pastor, next upcoming pastor, next upcoming leader. Why God want to bless your ministry? You can't even stay in prayer with them for an hour a day. Why do you want to bless your ministry? If you can't even walk with a brother and sister and walk with them and let's work with you in your ministry, and why do you want to bless your ministry? Why do you want to prosper you in your ministry? The decisions that you made on yesterday is affecting you today. Understand this. It's your decision. Saints of God, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it till the Holy Ghost will remove off of me. A lot of you are going to get ready to go through a hard season because God don't warn, God don't told you, but you decide to be thinking you've been sneaky. You're not being sneaky, giving you time to get it right.
Amen.
Stop feeding your finances. Stop feeding different things to the locusts and the counterworms. Start giving the spirit of lack and the spirit of poverty the blessed thing that God don't bless you in your life. Start giving the spirit of infirmity your good health that God is trying to bless you with because you want to do what you want to do. Don't give the spirit of infirmity any chance to block your healing, to block your deliverance. Don't do it. Choose life. Say to God today, what are you going to choose? Are you going to continue to choose to feed a spirit for your life could continue to do what it's doing? Are you going to choose life? Are you going to choose life for you to begin to walk in a blessed place? If you're going to get ready to come to a season where God's going to freeze the hands of his servants and freeze the hands of his givers. Because it's going to come to a season to where God say, listen, I don't want you, I don't told you. Right now, you should have been in your blessed place, but you decide to give up your blessing. You decide to give up that seed. That $5 or $10 should be a seed that you could be able to bless and sow back into your own life for you could keep prospering, for you could keep growing. But if you decide not to, you don't have no other seed to give. And God cannot continue to allow his givers to give up their seed to bless because you want to be wasteful.
Amen.
I tell each and every one of you before I leave, go back and read the women's with the oil, the 10 women's. Five was wise and five was foolish. Go back and read that story. Go back and read that story, and you'll find out I can't give up. I can't give up because I can miss mine because you want to do what you want to do. God bless each and every one of you. Let's choose life. Let's make some decisions but we can keep walking into the things of the Lord. Choose life, and let's choose to walk with the Lord, and let's choose the different things that is not going to overcome and eat up. Stop giving the spirit. Stop feeding it. It's not coming into your life and trying to take anything. No, you're feeding it. And because of you feeding it, you're giving it access. You got to understand this here. If I found out if a stray animal knows where to come and get some good food, you're going to see that stray animal around your house. It's going to come eat. It's going to come and find your doorstep every time because it knows it could get a meal. If that spirit knows it could get a meal from your house and from your dwelling place because you're feeding it, it's going to keep coming to your house, not because the devil sent it, because you are feeding it. Stop feeding it. It'll start coming by your house. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Yeah. Stop feeding it. Be wise.
Amen.
Thought for the day. You come on back tomorrow at 7 a.m. where we can do it all over again in the Word of God, in the Spirit of God. Yeah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. On today, tell somebody that God loves them. And so do you. You have a God-blessed day.